The Mishnah tells us in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hey Amir Beis, about the prohibition of bishulakum, food cooked by a non-Jew. Of course, we're not talking about non-kosher food. We're talking about kosher food. And the only thing that happened is it's cooked exclusively by a non-Jew. So the Mishnah says it's usher. And Rashi and Tosus there point out, Tosus and Daf Lam and Ches Lam and Aleph, it's basically to avoid intermarriage, that not to to stop this karvas, you shouldn't interact, and therefore it will lead to intermarriage. And so Pasha, it's a din drabban, and the food is kosher in the Torah, but the rabbis made a gzera in order to avoid socialization and to avoid intermarriage. However, there are certain exceptions to bishulakum. One is the famous heter has to be ola al shulchan melachim. Since it's only drabbanan, it might be difficult, so therefore they said it's only ola al shulchan melachim. So what does it mean? So the Chazon Ish has a very strict understanding of what it's ola al shulchan melachim. There's a maisa, Rav Schacht always says over here, Rav Shimon Schwab went to the Chazon Ish. He was speaking to him in learning. He was in good spirits, and when he said I have a halacha question, he got very serious, and he said, what about he asked him about sardines. So he says, usher. Why is it usher? He says, the Queen of England eats it for breakfast. So it's a big chiddush. Because normally we assume, and because Rav Chaim Ozer said it was okay, we generally assume it's not defined by if the president or king eats it for breakfast, would it be served at a banquet? If it's served at a banquet, so then it's okay. If it's served at a banquet, then it's a problem. So therefore, that's the machlokas. Pashas, we go not like the Chazon Ish. And be a way, according to Rav Soloveitchik, most come out. One might argue then, therefore, almost all canned food should be good, because well, canned food should be good because the king's bouquet would only be done with fresh food. So that'd be a potential coup on canned food. And then there's another heter of it's something that could be eaten the way it is. It could be eaten raw, like carrots. At least in America, we eat them raw. Apparently in Europe, they didn't. But in America, they eat them raw. Even if you cook them, it's not really chashev enough. So therefore, perhaps today's sushi, if people have fish raw, so therefore cooking fish perhaps wouldn't be an issue. Then you get into the matter of what type of cooking. So the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that smoked food isn't included in the prohibition of bishulakum. And the Rama writes, only food cooked, you know, by using fire. So there's a machokas among the Achronim. What about we Paskin smoked, isn't it? What about steamed? So those who say steaming is okay, then when they say it's not really cooking with the fire, it's like smoke. And also, since it didn't exist at the time, so it was never included in the original decree. And that's the Psak of Avadi Yosef. He says that it's not included in the prohibition of bishulakum. And that's a further discussion today, where a microwave fits in. whether you could have the same leniencies because it's not really cooking by fire, and maybe they didn't have it around. So that's a discussion. That was the whole discussion maybe in the Dunkin' Donuts. Do they have to have, if you microwave the egg, or you microwave something, is that fitting within a category of Bishawakam or not? And how much do you need a Jew, how much of a Jewish involvement is enough? So the Svarim are more machmir than the Ashkenaz, that according to the Rav Yosef Cairo, the Machaber writes, this turning on the flame's not enough, while according to the Ramah it is. And therefore, if you're Svardi, it's more of an issue. If you're Ashkenaz, there's much more room to be lenient. And therefore, today we have the pyro light, or some of them did. So therefore, if a Jew turns on the pyro light, that would be enough. So that's a discussion in Machaber Ramah among the Ashkenaz and Svardim. There's another major discussion, the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Lamechez Aman Aleph, where the Bishawakam applies if he's cooking in a Jewish home. So Rabbeinu Avram ben David Paskins, that Matir doesn't apply in a Jewish home. Only when he prepares in his own home is a concern for intermarriage. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says, we don't find the Chazal made a distinction. It's a low pork, and the Lacha seems to follow Rabbeinu Tam, at least certainly Lechatchila, that one should have a Jew cook in their own home. And there's another discussion, what about if a non-Jew works for you? So obviously it's not going to be that type of relationship. So the Ramah seems to say that one may rely on these coolers, v'di'eved, so that if the food was already cooked, then you could rely on the fact that it's a non-Jew in your house or he works for you. And the Shach and Aruch HaShulchan, they even seem b'di'eved, perhaps there might even be an issue. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, quoted by Rabbi Greenblatt he lives in Memphis now, that Bishawakam applies even if something's produced in a factory. However, Rav Moshe already discusses that discussion, maybe it no one even knows who it is, so perhaps it should be a low plug. Perhaps it should be okay. So I want to say it's a low plug, even according to those who say it's a low plug. But Rav Moshe says, but if it's the type of food that you can't make that way at home with the type of machinery, so then we don't have to worry about it. And also there's a famous Machlokes, the Rush and the Rashba, whether it extends to the Kalim or not. So the Rashba says that not only is it necessary to eat the food, but the utensils that touch hot food from Bishawakam, you need kashering. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote both views of the Rashba and the Rush, but it seems to be mashma, at least, that the Rashba's view is the primary view. Although we see already, since Bishawakam Omeko, it even has a leniency by earthenware, that even though normally we don't kasher earthenware, but if it's sent to a Bishawakam, you could just do Haggalah three times. And the Aruch HaShulchan seems to go with the Rashba. So we see that Bishawakam, to summarize, is an Issa Drabanan, the concern of intermarriage, different heterim. One is has to be Ola Shulchan Malachan, the Machlokes Chazon Ish, we'll call it in Rav Salvation, but other shitas, whether it means, whether sardines you could have, because if someone has a canned tuna, could you have it at the meal? So according to the Chazon Ish, no, if the king eats it, it's a problem. According to others, no, as long as it's not served at a king's banquet, it's okay. And then there's another heter of eating something raw, so carrots for sure, but let's say maybe fish because of sushi. Then we said smoked is mutter. So what about steam? So Rabbi Yosef's Meiko, that some say steam is like smoke, and even if not, it wasn't included in the Gzera. And you have a further debate regarding a microwave oven, the same thing. Then how much involvement do you need for Rabbi Yosef Kaira, the Machaber? It's not enough just to turn on the flame. You have to have more involvement for the Ramah. That he writes that that's enough. And then, because that's enough, by turning on the lights, that's going to be enough to participate. We toast this in Avodah Zarah, Lam and Ches discusses whether Bishul Akam applies to a non-Jew who cooks in a Jew's home. At least in Chachila, the Lacha follows Rabbi Notam, who says it's Usher. However, the Ramah seems to say that B'di'evid, if it was done, you could rely on those opinions on whether it was an employed person or it was a non-Jew. Ramosh is made by a factory, since if you use machinery that can't be used at home. Then the Machok is Rashba and the Rush, whether the utensils become us or the Rashba says they do, Rush says no. They're both brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but others seem to say, you know, the leniency is towards the Rashba to be strict. And that's the conclusion, that even the Bishul Akam, the concern of intermarriage, but because it's so difficult, there are many heterim, since it's only drabbanan, so there are many heterim they made.